a weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, becoming partly sunny, around 60, wind gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, lower 40s, winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, we'll have sunny skies, upper 60s, winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, chance of rain overnight 50, and Sunday, mostly cloudy, showers likely in the mid-60s. Right now, it's 54.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Further strengthening in the U.S. agricultural economy bolstered farm credit conditions in the first quarter. That, according to the Federal Reserve surveys of agriculture credit conditions, farm loan repayment rates, though, continue to improve at rapid pace. Following multiple year of weakness and growing financial stress, bankers reporting that farm income higher than a year ago for the second consecutive quarter and demand for farm loans was subdued. Interest rates on farm loans remain historic lows, along with better financial conditions supported widespread increases in farmland values. Strength in markets for most major agricultural commodities has led to higher prices and expanded profit opportunities across the sector in recent months. Together with robust financial support from government aid programs related to the pandemic, conditions have led to rapid improvements in farm finances. While prospects for the cattle industry have strengthened less substantially and the drought continued to stress producers in many areas of the country, the overall outlook for farm income and credit conditions remains significantly improved from recent years. Farm loan repayment rates increased rapidly in the bulk of farm country in the first quarter. The aggregate survey respondents reported an increase in the rate of loan repayment for a second consecutive quarter in most regions, and repayment rates improved for the first time since 2014. And the quality of U.S. corn assembled for export early in the 2020-21 marketing year rated at U.S. grade number 2 or better on all grade factors. That's the higher test weight and lower total damage in broken corn and foreign material than the 2019-2020 export samples, according to the U.S. Grain Council's Corn Export Cargo Quality Report that was released this week. Favorable growing season conditions experienced in the 2020 crop likely benefited the quality of the corn assembled for export early in the marketing year. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that one out of every three mouthfuls of food we eat is produced by insect pollination, most of which is done by bees? In fact, bees are vitally important to food production. That's why modern agriculture is working with beekeepers to promote bee health. Ensuring a sustainable food supply requires each of us to play our part in preserving the land and protecting pollinators. This public service announcement is brought to you by Syngenta.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. So far, three Democratic state lawmakers have resigned from their seats after the end of the 2021 state legislative session that ended on Wednesday this week. Cake News reports that the latest is a state lawmaker from Wichita, as Representative Elizabeth Bishop gave her notice on Wednesday, becoming the third Democrat in the state House to resign this month. Bishop was first elected to the House of Representatives in 2016 and served this year on the Health, Elections, and Pensions Committees. She was the top Democrat of a committee on water issues. Democratic State Representative Brett Barker also announced earlier this month that he would step down after helping start a nonprofit organization for helping liberal causes and candidates. Also, Democrat Representative Stephanie Day announced her plans to move into a new home outside her district, both of them from Overland Park. In other news, a 26-year-old woman has been arrested in connection to the escape of two inmates from a southeast Kansas County jail. Cake News reports that Tasha Taylor was booked for two counts each of conspiracy to commit aggravated escape and felony aiding a fugitive and one count of obstructing justice. Good American Network News.
Midwest Kia is dealing during their grand reopening. After two record-breaking years, there are now more new Kias on the road than ever before. And to show our appreciation, we have doubled our service capacity and sales staff to handle the increased sales and better serve our customers. During this grand reopening, you'll get 0% APR financing for up to 66 months on select new 2021 Kia models. And take advantage of up to 130% of NADA trade value. Plus, shop the redesigned Kia Sorento, Sorento Hybrid, and the all-new 8-passenger Kia Carnival. And every new Kia at Midwest Kia comes with Kia's market-leading 10-year warranty. Midwest Kia is having a grand reopening during the Trade Up to a Kia sales event. MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia. Offers on select models with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all customers qualify. Limited term financing on sports. You pay about for 15 15 per month for 1,000 credits. Limited power trip. Warranty. CD of details expires 5/31/29.
Topeka police say officers found a man fatally shot earlier on Thursday morning in the city Central Park neighborhood. Police say in a news release that the shooting was reported around 4:45 a.m. on Thursday. Officers who responded to the area, which included a mix of businesses and homes, found the man with gunshot wounds and rushed him by ambulance to a local hospital where he later died. The victim was identified as 49-year-old Aaron D. Shepard of Topeka. Police so far have not announced any suspects or arrests in the case as the investigation is still ongoing. In other news, police in suburban Kansas City say one of its officers shot and wounded a man who pointed a gun at another officer. Olathe police say the shooting happened late on Wednesday afternoon when officers were sent to check on an unresponsive man inside a parked vehicle. Police say officers checking on the man spotted a gun inside the vehicle and say the man picked it up and pointed it at an officer. Police then shot the man and the man fled the scene on foot. He was found a short distance away and arrested, then taken to a hospital for treatment. The man is expected to make a full recovery. Good American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier, and have a great weekend.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply, Carrie Neutrina and ADM Feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. They also now stock Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday 8 to 5, open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, let them know, they'll try to find it. Stop by and see After Hours Feed Supply, now stocking Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 9, or give them a call at 363-7344.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Nebraska lawmakers have ended a historic session marked by major tax cuts, a grant program to expand high-speed internet service, and regulations to clear the way for the state's new casino industry. But they left major work unfinished, most notably a once-in-a-decade ritual of redrawing the state's congressional and legislative districts. That means they'll have to return to the Capitol later this year. The session was also shaped by the coronavirus pandemic and bitter disputes over how to use excess money in the state budget. The University of Nebraska has netted $400 million in financing through the sale of municipal bonds to be used for a growing list of renovations and replacement projects. The Lincoln Journal-Star reports that the sale took place Wednesday, and money garnered will go toward an $800 million backlog of projects at campuses in Lincoln, Omaha, Kearney, and the Nebraska College of Technical Agriculture in Curtis. Mid-America Network News.
Bobcat invented the compact equipment industry. Now we're reinventing it with the all-new Bobcat R-Series loaders. Completely redesigned from the ground up, R-Series loaders are the most powerful, durable loader Bobcat has ever built. Experience unmatched power and performance firsthand by visiting White Star Machinery. We have the new Bobcat T66 and T76 in stock and ready to work. While you're here, check out the all-new R2 Series excavators. Give us a call at 316-838-3321 to schedule a demo today.
Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP.
A search for a pair of missing young Marysville boys Thursday evening was concluded after law enforcement and community volunteers found the pair, a 4 and a 6-year-old, safe and unharmed in the 14th and Elm neighborhood, where they had been reported as missing a short time earlier. Waterville will celebrate 150-year celebration activities plus one in conjunction with their annual Nickel Day this Saturday. The 150th activities were suspended last year due to COVID. Lions Club will serve a pancake feed at the community center from 8 to 10 a.m. Family and kids games begin Saturday at 10, plus a car show downtown, concessions at a beer garden. Entertainments will be featured, plus rides on the Central Branch Railroad. The library will feature a history exhibit, and a quilt show will be held, plus a parade at 2:15. A DJ street dance is planned as well Saturday evening. On Friday, a burger bash at the community center begins at 5, and Sunday morning, the Weaver Hotel will be open with biscuits and gravy from 8 to 10 a.m. The new restroom concession stand at McCandless Park in Wymore will be showcased with an opening planned this Saturday, 10 to 11:30 a.m., with refreshments from the Wymore Blue Springs Area Fund to celebrate contributors to the project. Vermilion continues their annual Memorial Weekend activities with a show and shine Saturday featuring cars, trucks, tractors, and motorcycles with registration from 7 till 9, the show from 9 to 1. The museum and history rooms will be open from 9 to 11. A cornhole tourney begins at noon with a street dance and beer garden in Vermilion Saturday evening at 8. Sunday will feature the alumni banquet at the Vermilion School, and Monday a picnic lunch at the city park will follow memorial services at the cemetery. The Peterson Farm Brothers will perform live Monday at 5 at the park in Vermilion with free will donation. Bring your lawn chairs or blanket. Limited grandstand seating is available, and concessions will be served by Happy-Go-Lucky 4-H. The North 77 highway crossing at the Union Pacific Railroad will be closed for repairs Sunday, reopening Monday. Memorial Day services are planned Monday in Marysville with a mass at St. Gregory Cemetery at 9, services at Marysville City Cemetery at 10, with the Marshall County Community Band performing, as well as the Marshall County Arts Cooperative Men's Choir. In the case of rain, activities will be held inside the American Legion Hall. Tune to KNDY for any postponement information Monday. Throughout Marshall County, Axtell has services at 9 at St. Bridget, 9:30 at St. Michael's, and 10 at Rose Hill. Beatty services Monday start at 9:45 at the Catholic Cemetery, 10 a.m. at Union Cemetery. Emmanuel Lutheran Bremen will have a service at 9. Blue Rapids at Prospect Hill beginning at 10:30, Fairmont at 11, and Greenwood Cemetery at 11:30. At the Frankfort City Cemetery, Monday services planned at 10 with a prayer service at Mount Calvary, then at Antioch at 11:15. Summerfield services are at 9:30 and at Mission Creek at 10:30. Salem Lutheran Axtell at 9, Lillis at 10, and Vermilion will host service Monday at 11. Sunday, memorial services are planned at Steel City Cemetery at 2 and at Joy Creek near Hollenburg at 3. Lynn will have Monday services at the cemetery at 9:30, Greenleaf at 10, Washington at 10:30, and Hanover 11 a.m. A graveside service for Ross J.D. Koss, who passed away November 23rd, is planned Saturday, May 29th, 10:30 a.m. at the Marysville City Cemetery, with Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge for J.D. Koss. A funeral service for James Jim Richardson of Marysville, who passed away May 10th, is planned Saturday, 1 p.m. at the Marysville City Cemetery. It will be streamed on the Kinsley Mortuary Facebook page with Kinsley Mortuary in charge for Jim Richardson. Jerry V. Scritchfield, age 67, of Frankfort, passed away January 13th, and a graveside service is planned Sunday, May 30th, at 1 at the Fairmont Cemetery at Blue Rapids. Patton Funeral Chapel in charge of arrangements for Jerry Scritchfield. Ronald D. Teemeyer, age 80, of Palmer, passed away Monday. Funeral service Tuesday, June 1st, 10 a.m. at the Zion Lutheran Church in Lynn. Burial in the Palmer City Cemetery. Ward Funeral Home of Washington in charge of arrangements for Ronald Teemeyer. James C. Sudbeck, age 73, of Bern, passed away May 20th. Mass of Christian burial Tuesday, 10 a.m. at St. Mary's Catholic Church, St. Benedict. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosaries Monday, 2 and at 7 p.m. at the Lauer Funeral Home of Seneca in charge of arrangements for Jim Sudbeck. Edgar D. Rettig, age 86, of Hanover, passed away Monday. A celebration of life service is planned Saturday, June 5th, at 10 a.m. at the Kloppenburg Center in Hanover. Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Edgar Rettig.
The Beach Boys, live in concert. 2021 Feel Flows World Tour. Saturday, July 31st at 7:30 p.m. at Alcove Spring, 6 miles south of Marysville, Kansas. Tickets on sale now at ncactickets.com. VIP packages available at thebeachboys.com and mikelove.com. The Beach Boys, produced by Marshall County Arts Cooperative.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Well, the low-pressure system that brought some showers and thunderstorms across the central parts of the Midwest is now off to our east. It will be coming partly sunny for today. Quick high-pressure system overhead will have dry weather for tonight and into tomorrow. Another low will move into the area, bringing us some showers and thunderstorms as we get to Sunday and into Memorial Day. We'll continue to see cooler-than-average temperatures, and it looks like we'll see temperatures ranging over the next several days in the 60s. So across the area, becoming partly sunny around 60, wind gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, lower 40s. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, upper 60s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, chance of rain, showers late around 50. As we head into Sunday, mostly cloudy skies, showers, and thunderstorms in the mid-60s. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, late May, 80. Record high on this date, 95. The average low, 57. The record low, 34. Sunset this evening, 8:45. Sunrise in the morning at 6:05.
Hit the road, Jack, because it might be an ideal time to plan a road trip. The story on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, May 28th, the 148th day of the year. Singer and Golden Globe nominee Gladys Knight was born today, and on this day in 1937, the Golden Gate Bridge opened to traffic in California. The Golden Gate Bridge has about 112,000 cars travel over it every day, and possibly even more today. This Friday before Memorial Day is considered the kickoff to summer travel season, and about 53% of Americans say that they plan to travel somewhere this weekend. And it's no surprise, but this year the pandemic has increased the desire for outdoor-based trips and road trips. If you're going to hit the road today, make sure you have a plan and plot your course with a possibility of extra traffic. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about traveling online at almanac.com.
Making a living, making things grow. We live off the land, we just get what we sow. Making a living, making things grow.
If you're running a farm, you're already busy enough. Online banking can help you run your farm without running around. Citizen State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
If you are looking for a steady job with competitive pay and benefits, you're in luck. Tension Envelope has immediate openings for operators and adjusters at their facility located at 1601 Spring Street in Marysville. If you are detail-oriented and enjoy working on a team, then the operator position might be right for you. If you look at equipment and like to figure out how it works, then check out the adjuster positions. To learn more, visit tensioncorp.com/careers. That's TensionCorp.com/careers.
Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance wish everyone a happy and safe Memorial Weekend. Never forget those who sacrificed all to give us these freedoms. Ashley is open Memorial Day and has free shipping to your house on all furniture, bedding, and appliances. Or you can arrange for pickup or delivery and installation for a nominal fee. Choose from a large selection of in-stock furniture, direct name brand furniture, appliance, and bedding. Ashley, the number one furniture brand in all of North America. Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance, open Monday 10 to 5 at the Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
K-
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Friday, Austin Meadows homered and had four RBIs. Shane McClanahan went five scoreless innings. And the Tampa Bay Rays beat the Kansas City Royals yesterday 7-2. Tampa Bay has won two straight after Kansas City stopped the Rays' 11-game winning streak in the series. At 7:10. More baseball. The Wind Surge offense struggled to get runs across the plate yesterday as they dropped the third installment of the six-game series with the Springfield Cardinals. Wichita and Springfield will play the fourth game of the series this evening. First pitch at 7:05 from Wichita's Riverfront Stadium. Rick Averett, Mid-America Network Sports.
Bobcat invented the compact equipment industry. Now we're reinventing it with the all-new Bobcat R-Series loaders. Completely redesigned from the ground up, R-Series loaders are the most powerful, durable loader Bobcat has ever built. Experience unmatched power and performance firsthand by visiting White Star Machinery. We have the new Bobcat T66 and T76 in stock and ready to work. While you're here, check out the all-new R2 Series excavators. Give us a call at 316-838-3321 to schedule a demo today.
News, your most trusted team in Kansas, every weeknight has a new anchor on your side.
Hi, Caitlin. I'm David Scott, and thank you for joining me and Deb Ferris each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. I'm excited to go to work for you every day, keeping the great people of Caitlin informed. Join me, Deb Ferris, Cape First Alert meteorologist Jay Prater, and sports anchor Chris Lilly each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. Cape News, always on your side.
Race fans in central Indiana will be able to watch this year's Indianapolis 500 live on television. That, according to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway's announcement yesterday. The Speedway said with no more tickets available and 40% of the venue capacity reached, they decided to lift the local broadcast delay for this year's race. Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes has been a full go during the first week of voluntary workouts, 3 months after surgery for turf toe and a full month ahead of the original schedule. Chiefs coach Andy Reid said yesterday that Mahomes has been doing everything while players worked out in shorts at the team's facility near Arrowhead Stadium. Players aren't allowed to wear pads or hit, but the very fact that Mahomes is back on the practice field bodes well for his availability for next month's mandatory minicamp. Again on tap this evening, the first in a three-game series, the Royals and the Minnesota Twins. First pitch 7:10. The Wind Surge continues their series with the Tampa Bay Rays. Mid-America Network Sports.
Farming is your way of life. State Farm agent John Bannister gets that. State Farm's farm policies are designed to deliver broad, flexible coverage customized to how you run your operation. Protect what you've worked hard to build. John is proud to tailor coverage to meet the vast needs of your farm. Contact State Farm agent John Bannister, 1022 Broadway in Marysville today.
Usually I get upset when someone takes my stuff, but not when Tim's Disposal comes by. I'm glad to see their professionals show up and take all my garbage. Because they're such pros at taking things, they not only offer garbage disposal, but have roll-off service for those big jobs when you need to get rid of a lot of stuff. And don't worry if you don't live in Marysville. Tim's Disposal will come take your stuff if you live in Marshall, Washington, or Gage counties. If you're ready for someone to come take your stuff, call Tim's Disposal at 562-5360.
Napa Know-How.
Locally owned, locally operated, your Napa Parts store in Marysville offers Napa parts and accessories, plus the tools, equipment, and supplies you need to get every job done right the first time. The right tools at the right price, plus Napa Know-How. From your locally owned and locally operated Napa Parts store in Marysville, Enan's Automotive.
Napa Know-How.
Gardeners know gardening, even viewing a garden, is good for the mind, body, and spirit. It improves strength and flexibility, lowers blood pressure, and elevates our moods. And this is true for all members of the family, from the very young to the more seasoned. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Plan on sharing these benefits with the youngsters in your life. Children, and even adults, who grow their own vegetables are more likely to eat them. Make weeding and insect control educational and fun. Have a contest to see who can pull the most weeds. Check the bag to make sure the whole weed, roots and all, was pulled and none of the good plants ended up in the weed bucket. Teach children the difference between the good and bad insects. Then have them pluck, drop, and stomp the pest and burn off some of that excess energy in the process. End the season with a harvest party, including all your homegrown produce. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
With quality used pickups hard to find, the Nordis Motor Company invites you to see a 2020 Chevy Silverado 1500 in excellent condition, a 2017 Chevy Silverado 1500 model, a 2014 Ford F-150, and a 2012 Chevy Silverado 2500 HD Duramax. In on trade at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
56 men signed the Declaration of Independence in July of 1776, but not everyone was pleased with the patriotic document. Today's American countryside is from the home of one of the 200 signers of the Declaration of Dependence. The story of that document and those who supported it is next. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook, or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
The Phillips family immigrated from Holland to what is today Lower Manhattan in the 1640s. They used their skills as international merchants to acquire over 400,000 acres of land in North America and the Caribbean. Frederick Phillips III was in charge of the family holdings at the time of the American Revolution.
The time comes that the American Revolution rears its head and he has to make a stand. Is he going to stay with the king who granted him his title and gives him his status, or is he going to risk everything?
Kimberly Flook shares the story from Phillips Manor Hall, State Historic Site in Yonkers, New York.
The Loyalist families in America were somewhat offended and appalled by the Declaration of Independence. This was basically a letter to their king saying, you've done everything wrong and we want no part of you and we're breaking away from you. And if you're loyal, that's very much against your beliefs.
Just as the Patriots took action at Independence Hall in July of 1776, the Loyalists took action as well.
A group of Loyalists in a number of different places, but particularly in the Lower Hudson Valley, decided to write a counter argument. So they wrote a letter, which we today call the Declaration of Dependence, shouting out their support for the king and what they're willing to do and what they need the king to do for them so that they can represent his interests.
Over 200 Loyalist men, including Frederick Phillips III, signed the Declaration of Dependence in 1776.
What the Patriots did was considered treasonous by the British, but what the British Loyalists did was considered treasonous by the Patriots.
So much so that George Washington himself ordered Phillips arrested. The story of what happened to Phillips after his arrest by Washington is next time as we travel the countryside in Yonkers, New York. I'm Andrew McCray.
Alex Parker here with Circle P Processing. The facility in Waterville is opening. Call us at 363-6120 to book your slot for processing beef and hogs in Marshall County. I'm offering upfront pricing so you know exactly what the cost will be before you even leave your house. Don't wait. Slots are filling up fast, especially with fair season coming up. Call Circle P Processing today at 363-6120 and follow us on Facebook.
A lot of people like round hay bales because they can be left in the field until needed. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Round bales are heavy, so handle them safely as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Large round hay bales are convenient to leave in the field until you need them, but they're also pretty heavy. So if you have to move them from place to place, you need the right equipment. Dennis Murphy is a retired extension safety specialist at Penn State University. He says to use a grapple hook or bale spear on the front of a skid steer or tractor. Also, make sure the machine can handle the load.
Because of the weight in the front, even if you're using a grapple hook or a spear, you're going to move the center of gravity forward, and you have to have a large enough machine that the weight of the tractor itself, or you can put weights on the back of the tractor, will keep it from tipping forward. Because if you have too much weight forward, then your machine's going to tip forward.
As you raise up the bale, you're also raising the center of gravity, and the higher the center of gravity, the easier the machine tips over. Murphy says to carry the bale as low as possible on the front of your machine.
That becomes difficult sometimes because if it's a large bale, you can't see straight and forward. And so the temptation is to raise it up high so you can see under, but that's not good because that's raising your center of gravity. So if you have a bale and you can't see forward, you still want to keep it low to the ground, the thing to do is to turn around and back up your machine and just back for whatever distance that you need.
There's some skill involved when operating a tractor loaded with a round bale. Avoid ruts and bumps and drive slowly with no sudden turns. If the bale falls off and starts rolling down a hill, let it go. With that kind of weight and momentum, it'll be too dangerous to stop the bale. When moving round bales on highways, put them on a trailer and strap each one down. Learn more about handling round bales at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
you ever wondered what it would be like to age backwards? To be born an old person and then reverse age until you're a baby again? Hi, this is Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive. I know it sounds crazy, but just think about it for a minute. You could have all the wisdom you've accumulated your entire life, and you could use it while you still have many years left to live. So if you could channel the money wisdom of your older self, what would you do differently? Would you save more for retirement? Maybe buy less stuff and give more to those in need? Or rack up less debt and save for big purchases? It might be as simple as changing the way you view money, seeing it as a tool rather than a measure of success. Here's the thing. You don't have to age backwards to be a good steward of your financial resources. Just ask God for direction as you make decisions about money, big or small. And if you follow His lead, your life will change and you'll experience more meaning and gratitude.
Cambridge Place in Marysville wants you. The mission is housekeeping, and they need a few good people to tackle the sanitizing, mopping, dusting, seasonal chores, and all the cleaning that keeps the residents and staff safe and happy. Should you choose to accept, you will receive pay suitable to your experience. Rotating schedule with every other weekend off, personal PTO and vacation, Blue Cross Blue Shield insurance, and an evaluation with potential raise after 90 days. Pick up an application today at Cambridge Place.
A cover crop that can be harvested and sold. That's what we'll talk about today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
A farmer's work is never done. And the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Growing Matters Coalition reminds growers to follow pesticide labels to the letter. Joan Rady Heath is with Bayer.
Throughout the growing season, be sure to read and follow the label, verify all applicators are properly trained, and employ effective integrated pest management programs. These steps help protect pollinators, reduce exposure risk, and help maximize product efficacy.
Learn more at growingmatters.org/besure. While pennycress is considered a weed in many parts of the country, a company called Covercress has developed a variety that serves as a combination cover crop and cash crop. Chief Operating Officer Mike DeCamp says Covercress seed is multi-purpose.
Taking the whole grain path, which could be used in the early days as we scale up as a whole grain additive to a feed ration, but then ultimately getting the benefit of the oil and moving forward with a crush where we can extract the oil, we can extract the meal.
DeCamp says the company has a group of farmers lined up for a small-scale introduction.
Pilot launch on about 1,000 acres this fall. We have our first pre-foundation seed in the ground right now. So when we go to harvest that in May, we're going to have enough seed to be able to do 1,000, 2,000 acres. We have those acres already in place. We have a grain handler that has a specialty crop focus that we're going to work with in central Illinois. Our full-scale launch will be then in the fall of 2022, 50,000 to 60,000 acres.
Covercress is focusing now on portions of Iowa, Illinois, Missouri, Indiana, and Ohio, with a goal of 3 million planted acres by 2030. Learn more at covercress.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. Well, the United States recently released new data for the first 4 months of 2021 regarding trade with China, and the data shows that China is closing the gap towards reaching the goal of purchases that were agreed to in the Phase 1 trade agreement. American Farm Bureau Federation economist Veronica Nye summarizes the results.
The data recently released for April 2021
shows us that while China is behind on their imports relative to the commitment that they have for 2021, purchases are really coming on strong. We're looking right now at exports over $10 billion, achieving about 25% of the goal for 2021, which is $40
billion. Nye says that China, believe it or not, is on track to be the largest purchaser of United States agricultural products.
Last year, China had pledged to purchase $33 billion in ag products, and they didn't quite make it. They purchased $27 billion. But still, that was a record for U.S. ag exports. So looking at 2021 with a commitment of $40 billion, that's a huge increase in exports for U.S. ag products and would certainly secure China as the largest export destination for U.S. ag products once again.
Nye says that while the goals are indeed lofty in the Phase 1 agreement, she says China reaching those goals is very possible.
Looking at current commodity prices and the purchase commitments for new crop commodities and how much further along in exports we are in 2021 relative to where we were in 2020, it seems China might actually make it this year. At least they stand a chance that U.S. ag exports might actually achieve this huge goal that was laid out in the Phase 1 agreement.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
Your most trusted team in Kansas every weeknight has a new anchor on your side.
Hi, Caitlin. I'm David Scott, and thank you for joining me and Deb Ferris each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. I'm excited to go to work for you every day, keeping the great people of Caitlin informed. Join me, Deb Ferris, Cape First Alert meteorologist Jay Frater, and sports anchor Chris Lilly each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. Cape News, always on your side.
Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB.
Pitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The latest World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimate Report from USDA shows price support for new crop soybeans. Michael Clements has more.
Mac Marshall, Vice President of Market Intelligence at the United Soybean Board and U.S. Soybean Export Council, says the May report offers a peek at the new crop marketing season.
When we have the May report drop, it's always exciting because you're effectively bridging what's going on still in the old crop and reconciling what the new crop balance sheets are looking like. I think the most important thing here is that if we look at the new crop balance sheets, we only see incremental growth in U.S. carryout of 20 million bushels, which means that we're looking at a very tight supply position. Not just that we're in now and that we've been in for a couple months, but really proceeding all the way through the next season.
Marshall says renewable fuel demand is boosting soybean oil price outlooks.
There's a lot of movement on the soybean oil part of the balance sheet. First, on old crop, we had prices grow up by 10 cents per pound to 55 cents. And then as we look towards the new crop year, we're looking at a record 65 cents a pound. A lot of this, of course, is attributable to a surge in demand that we're seeing from the renewable fuel sector.
USDA also pegged the expected marketing year average price at $13.85 per bushel.
Seeing that price level there is encouraging because USDA is putting out their production expansion expected in both Brazil and Argentina. Brazil looking at a potential record 144 million metric ton crop for the new crop. Argentina having a rebound from all the dryness this year, coming back in at 52. But overall, global inventories will still be pretty tight. U.S. here very tight. Even with that 20 million bushel increase, we're still looking at just the 3% stocks to use ratio, which is supportive for pricing.
Michael Clements reporting.
Find more ag information online anytime at agview.net. Reliable and relevant. We're agview.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing.
Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
The next time it's raining, take a walk through your pasture. Watching where the water goes can tell you a lot about pasture health on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Your fields store carbon, but let us help you make money for it. With the Bayer Carbon Program, you have the opportunity to earn additional revenue for adopting climate-smart practices, practices that help enrich your soil to better support your crops. The carbon market doesn't have to be complex, especially when Bayer provides certainty, simplicity, and flexibility to help your land work for you. Visit BayerCarbon.com to enroll today.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Rains, get out of the truck and go for a walk. Grab the boots and head out to your pasture instead of looking out the windshield. You're going to learn a lot more about the soil health and where the rain on your pasture is going. Victor Shelton is an NRCS state agronomist and grazing specialist in Indiana. He says every landowner should take a walk on the pasture while it's raining to see what the rainwater is doing.
The water should be soaking in, and if water's not soaking in, then what's really going on is the soils are either compacted from traffic or hooves, and a lot of times that is caused from being out there with equipment or livestock being out there when it's excessively wet.
Increasing root growth and soil organic matter will increase the soil's water-holding capacity. There also needs to be enough residual and residue cover on the pasture year-round to slow down runoff.
Residual, which is live plant material, is just what's left after a grazing event or what was left at the end of the growing season. And then residue. And residue is dead plant material, generally not attached and laying on the soil surface. Both of those highly influence runoff.
If you see a lot of water runoff, follow this water. When it starts concentrating as it builds flow, it increases the likelihood of some erosion. Small rills can eventually become big gullies that take a lot more money to fix. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about why you should walk through pasture in the rain at agriculture.com.
Producers, what do you do with your late model equipment your dealer doesn't want to give you anything on trade for or doesn't want to take it in on trade? You call New Frontier Ag, the late model equipment specialists. The guys at New Frontier Ag have years of experience selling newer equipment and know how to get you the best price possible for your equipment. If you have newer late model equipment, New Frontier Ag is your connection to premium prices. New Frontier Ag, 308-340-8989.
John Anke with Third Road Ag Sales features C-Tech Genetics, Polansky Seed, as well as Concept, Agritech Microbials and Fertilizer Supplements and Seed Treatments. They also offer American Net Wrap with $5 from every roll sold, benefiting veterans' charities. Third Road Ag Sales is a family-run ag supplier offering top-of-the-line products and first-class customer service. Call John Anke today at 562-7157. Or find them at Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook. Count on Third Road Ag Sales for help growing your profits.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. Looking at some pressure on some of our futures markets here on Friday before the long holiday weekend. July corn is down 11.5 at 653. September down 12.5 at 573. Kansas City wheat is really not doing well. July KC wheat down 14.5 at 611.75. September down 14.5 at 619.25. Soybeans are down. July beans down 7 at 1530. August beans down 5 at 1482.25. Soybean meal is up. July is up 380 at 394.10. August is up 340 at 395.20. The back months are all good. Soy oil, though, is struggling a bit. July soybean oil is down 86 points at 65.95. August is down 57 points at 62.66. So we've got issues across the soy complex. Corn and wheat not doing well. Cotton's down. July cotton is down 41 points at 82.20. December down 8 points at 83.38. As we turn our attention to the livestock complex, we had kind of a strong start for cattle, but that's not the case anymore. June live cattle down 30 at 116.05. August down 47 at 118.95. Now some of the back months are green, but the front months are all down. August feeders down 20 at 152.65, but September up a dime at 154.95. So we'll technically call it a mixed market in the cattle complex right now. June hogs up 147 at 117.20, while July hogs are up 247 at 119.17. So a pretty positive day for hogs all in all. Gold is up. June gold is up $4.60 currently at $1,900.30 an ounce. We're seeing plus signs for silver, copper, and platinum as well. So mixed numbers across our futures markets here on Friday. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
Midwest Kia is dealing during their grand reopening. After two record-breaking years, there are now more new Kias on the road than ever before. And to show our appreciation, we have doubled our service capacity and sales staff to handle the increased sales and better serve our customers. During this grand reopening, you'll get 0% APR financing for up to 66 months on select new 2021 Kia models. And take advantage of up to 130% of NADA trade value. Plus, shop the redesigned Kia Sorento, Sorento Hybrid, and the all-new 8-passenger Kia Carnival. And every new Kia at Midwest Kia comes with Kia's market-leading 10-year warranty. Midwest Kia is having a grand reopening during the Trade Up to a Kia sales event. MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all customers qualify. Limited term financing on sports. Pay amount for 15 per month for 1,000.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
First and foremost, thank you, farmers, for all that you do to keep us fed, clothed, and moving down the road. Your hard work and dedication touches our lives every day in more ways than we will ever know. As a producer, you know how important having the right tool for the job is. So when it comes to risk management, you also know that there's one vitally important tool to help protect your operation, and that's crop insurance. So give me, Tammy Sedlogic, independent rain and hail agent at Alliance Insurance, a call to discuss all your crop insurance needs.
KNDY.
We'll be right back.
Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance wish everyone a happy and safe Memorial Weekend. Never forget those who sacrificed all to give us these freedoms. Ashley is open Memorial Day and has free shipping to your house on all furniture, bedding, and appliances. Or you can arrange for pickup or delivery and installation for a nominal fee. Choose from a large selection of in-stock furniture, direct name, brand furniture, appliance, and bedding. Ashley, the number one furniture brand in all of North America. Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance open Monday 10 to 5 at the Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
Legendary country music on a legendary country station. We're KMBY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.